Happy Tuesday, everybody. Thank you so much, as always, for downloading or streaming the Be Our Guest podcast. We're back here with another one of our community check-in shows that was recorded way back on Friday night, May 22nd, 2020. During this hour, we talk about the new short-term normal for our Walt Disney World vacations. We threw that topic out there and I got lots of calls talking about how things are going to be different on our next Walt Disney World vacations, but also how to make the best of these situations. If you're headed down and you're ready to have a good time, things won't be the same, but it doesn't mean they can't be a great time and make new memories at the same time. So great discussion on today's show. It's always fun to hear from our listeners. So I really love these shows. Don't forget, you can support the show three ways. Book your next trip with the Magic for Less Travel. They are a platinum earmarked agency, and we're booking those 2021 vacations like crazy right now. So just drop by themagicforless.com. Check out all the great planning tools. And while you're there, fill out that free, no obligation quote form. And if you mention the Be Our Guest podcast, you and I are going to be working together on the next Disney vacation. So check them out today over at themagicforless.com. Please also use our Amazon affiliate link, brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. You get all your Prime benefits, cost you nothing extra, and every purchase helps support the show. So please bookmark it and use it often, brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. And finally, come over and support the show on Patreon. It's patreon.com/brguestpodcast. Lots of polls, photos from behind the scenes here on the show, from past trips from way back, discussion, and of course, the mini podcast, Mike in the Midwest, which this Thursday, we're talking about the sounds of summer. So check it out today and support the show over at patreon.com/BeOurGuestPodcast.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Happy Saturday night, everybody. Welcome to yet another Be Our Guest Podcast community check-in live here on Facebook from the Be Our Guest Podcast studios in beautiful St. Peter's, Missouri. And it is actually beautiful today. We got up to about 80 degrees with some sun, and looks like summer is checking in here as we kick off the Memorial Day weekend 2020, the unofficial start to summer. And right after today's show, we are going to go out to the back patio, and we got a new fire pit for the new house, and have s'mores around the fire, and kind of, you know, I'll be sneaking a little live PD on the iPad or something, but we're going to have some summer activities, even though we are in weird times. We're going to have a good time with that tonight, so I hope you are doing the same, having some fun with your friends and family already. Of course, socially distance, as everybody says, just be careful out there, but make sure you're still having fun. You got to live life and have fun. So hopefully you're doing that wherever you are in the world. We're going to have a fun time talking Disney tonight. We've got some news. Of course, Disney Springs has been open since Wednesday, so it's been open for 3 days now. Seems like things are going pretty decent over there. You know, no news is good news, in my opinion. You know, not seeing anything horrible there. So that's good. So you can call in and talk about that. Of course, Universal has decided a couple days ago, they submitted their plan to the Governor DeSantis of Florida and the commission. I guess that was approved, and they're going to reopen on June 5th. June 5th for Universal coming back online. Disney is supposed to, according to some rumor sites, I don't know this, but it does kind of sound, kind of sounds right to me. They're going to make their proposal to reopen their parks next week. So I'd imagine maybe Tuesday or Wednesday, and we'll find a date out at that point. Because I think in these proposals, they do have to give a proposed date for reopening and their procedures they're going to follow to do that. So I think next week we're going to get some more, not solid information, but more information. Is travel agents today, we got an email from Disney saying that it was something to the effect of, you know, they thank travel agents for being flexible and working with their guests with all these changes. But basically, it was also a heads up that more changes might be coming down the pipeline. So even it made it sound like even if they set a date for reopening, that could still be a flexible date and there still could be changes. So please be patient with them, which, I mean, I think everybody's going to be. We don't really have a huge, grasp on this COVID-19 thing yet. I mean, I think we're starting to get a little confidence, which can kind of get you in trouble sometimes. But I think we are trending in the right direction as well. So I think they're just saying, you know, cautiously optimistic, let's move forward, but be ready to be flexible on that too. So I thought that'd be kind of important to pass that along to everybody listening tonight. Okay, so on today's podcast, I hope you got a chance to listen to it. I was excited to do this show. We're going to do this as a series over the next few weeks. the premise of the show, it was called The Short-Term Normal, and we're going to go park by park, Magic Kingdom, Epcot, Studios, and Animal Kingdom. Then we're going to wrap it up with a resorts in Disney Springs and a couple other places. We're going to talk about going land by land or section by section of the park or of the resort and talking about things that we think can pretty much, you know, when Disney reopens, some of the attractions, some of the locations can do business as normal. Some can, just the way they're set up. Some will absolutely have to be just not even modified, just knocked off for a little while. You can't do those things. And then some, you can probably do the experience, but not as it was pre-COVID shutdown. So what modifications are we going to have? So that's what we're going to talk about tonight. So the phone lines are open. You call about anything you like, but that's going to be the topic for the evening. So it's 407-413-9395, 407-413-9395. Give us a call. Let's talk Disney. Yes, I agree. Kim Taylor, my good friend. Oh, man, I miss seeing her down in the Magic Kingdom. It's always a highlight of one of my trips. She's a cast member full-time down there, and she agrees that it isn't going to be the same time that Universal opens. I totally agree with that as well. I would tend to say end of June, early July, but I have no insider information. I'm just trying to read some tea leaves. And the funny thing is, when I was a teacher, I was the go-to guy. Whenever there was snow in the forecast, they would always say, ask Mike, are we going to have a snow day? And I'll tell you what, I was pretty good, and I still am, about picking snow days. So maybe I'm going to be right, maybe wrong on this. We'll see, this date of end of June, beginning of July. All right, we have our first call tonight. Who's joining us?
Hey, this is Megan from Chicago.
Megan, Chicago is beautiful as St. Louis today. It's pretty nice.
Yes, it's so sunny today. We are outside a lot, so it's been nice.
Yep, we're getting ready to fire up our new fire pit tonight after the show. Everybody else in the family's playing Zoom bingo with Pam's side of the family, and I'm down here with my Disney family, I'll call it.
Yes, yes.
So what's going on? What do you have? Anything about today's show, about how the Magic Kingdom's going to change, any certain attraction shows? What do you got on your mind?
So actually, I had a question. So I was wondering, we don't have any trips planned, but are all the trips for June canceled? Have they done that?
They have not. They've canceled trips that are checking in through June 13th right now. So,
oh, okay.
But here's the thing. Okay, so let me give you a little inside baseball on that too. So I have a guest. He's one of our lizards. He's one of our runners, and he is going down. Oh my gosh, I want to say he was checking in on the 18th. No, he was checking in on June 17th. And so what happened, and it was going to be him, himself, and his kid. Well, his kid can't go anymore. And they wanted to check in on the 8th. They were staying like the 17th or the 22nd of June. So they decided they just wanted to check in on the 18th and to stay the 18th of the 22nd. So I called in yesterday, spoke with a cast member, couldn't get it figured out, went to guest services because they can usually solve most problems. And there's no way to modify a vacation in June unless it's a cancellation or to move it to dates past July 1st. So I was not able to remove the child from the reservation. It doesn't matter because it's a room only. It wouldn't cost any difference. But I couldn't even drop that first date of June 17th for a check-in. So, you know, I kind of joked with the cast member. I'm like, well, I don't want this guy to be charged for an extra night because, you know, he's not going to be there. And I mean, you can't penalize a guest because they're trying to drop a day and you're not letting them because of all this. So, you know, I'm reading into the tea leaves that it's at this point, I don't think they're expecting that trip to happen or else they would let him do that. There would be a way to do that, but it's not official. Maybe it could happen, but I just don't see it happening right now.
Okay. Yeah. Cause I was super surprised about, I thought the Universal date, it took me by surprise. I didn't expect it to be so early,
yeah,
personally.
I was kind of surprised by that, too, because the way I thought it would go is that, you know, because I heard about these plans that had to be submitted to this, you know, this board of people that are, I call them like super smart people. Hopefully that have lots of knowledge and they can make good decisions as a board. The funny thing is the guy from Disney, he abstained from the vote because it was Universal. And that made sense. You know, like you don't want a Disney guy voting on Universal's proposal, or I guess they're going to do the opposite when it comes time for Disney. But the thing is, I thought it would take, you know, they give a proposal and then maybe it would take like a week for everybody to look at it. Like they gave their proposal and all of a sudden it was like, oh, they're opening. You know, it's like they, it must not be as detailed as I thought, or they've already walked through the things and this was a formality. But I mean, the process was like less than 48 hours and they have a date set. It was crazy. And it's soon. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who knows, though? I mean, how would you feel? I mean, because they some of the things they proposed, masks, temperature checks. One of the things I thought was kind of, you know, of course, spacing and the attractions. Lots of virtual queues, kind of like they do at Volcano Bay. The one thing I thought was super interesting was the limited water features. You know, like they're not going to spray you. They're not, you know, I guess like, you know, like on Jurassic Park, they're not going to drown you. But then again, like Volcano Bay is opening. You know, so I, you know, I'm confused. Yeah. Like you get drowned over there.
Yeah. Yeah. My opinion, well, so here in Chicago, we're big on masks. I think you can't, a lot of people even just walking around like the neighborhood are in masks. And everyone in the stores. And so we were at a, like an outdoor garden picking up some flowers yesterday and it has not been warm here. Like it's been in the 50s and yesterday I think it was about 60 and I had the mask on and I was already like, I was walking around for about 40 minutes and I was already, you know, sweating and kind of over it just being outside. So I'm not sure if personally I could do it in the theme park if it was warm. That's my opinion.
The rule is like that I've seen at least for like Disney Springs. It's like Morimoto's, you know, tweet their thing, and you know you are required masks all over the place at Disney Springs unless you're eating or drinking. And so the way I see it is, if I'm down there in July, which I might be, I mean, if, who knows? I've been talking to Scotty G. We're seeing what we can do. But the thing is, I'll be doing a lot of eating and drinking because, like, yeah, you know, like if I get hot, I'm just going to go in and grab order fries or, you know, like let's split a shake or, you know, something like that with my wife because I'm the same way. I mean, I have asthma. And so it's mm-hmm. You know, it's not a big deal. I mean, I run all the time. It's not a huge deal most of the time. But I mean, you know, July in Florida is a challenge in itself. And throwing a mask on top of it, that's just another thing to consider. I think I could do it, but I couldn't do it all day. That's for sure.
Right. And that's how, you know, I feel too, because, you know, we're not used to that type of weather here all the time. So I feel like half the time, if I go down in the summer, I'm already hot and over it midday without a mask.
For real. Me too. So, I'm out by yeah. like noon. I'm like, yeah. Oh my God, I need like yeah. a nap. I need air conditioning yeah. and a nap. Yeah. I'm the same way. It's, yeah. it's interesting so, because yeah, I know we all want to go and I, you know, I think I can, mm-hmm. you know, I think too, there's so many things to consider when it, you know, we didn't get into all this today because the show would have been like 4 hours long, but you know, with what you just said, that's going to cause people to, because obviously when you're back in your hotel room, you don't have to wear a mask, right? Because you're with your family, nobody sees what you're doing, you know, so take the mask off, relax. But I think that's going to lead to a lot of people doing what I've always done, what you've always done is to take the midday break to be out of that mm-hmm. kind of, you know, a little bit stressful situation, more stressful than it used to be. But also you got to think about it. People are going to be, I think, and again, I don't know this. We're just guessing. It's like Monday morning quarterback in theme parks, worse than it's ever been. But I mean, they keep saying they're going to have limited capacity into the park. So say the Magic Kingdom has 20% capacity, but they're still booking a lot of hotel rooms. You know, so are people going to be gun shy to leave the Magic Kingdom once they're in? Are you only allowed to stay for 6 hours? I mean, there's, you know, are you still going to go back and take a nap to get that break? But then risk that when you come back at 6 o'clock in the evening, you can't get back in. There's a lot of things to think about.
Oh, for sure. For sure. And another thing that I was thinking about was like, have they announced anything with like the pools? Like, I mean, will you have to do, is it just social distancing with the pools or will they not even open them or how would they do that?
So, you know, here's the thing. I'm guessing the pools will be wide open. Now, okay. Here's what I'm thinking, though. There's not going to be many chairs around the pools. I'm guessing they'll either mm-hmm. take away all the chairs or, like, you know, again, cut them down to like 20%, space them out, what have you. You're not allowed to move them. And there will be, I mean, because you got to have social distancing in pools. But I'll tell you that here in St. Louis, what we've been seeing on the news, and again, you know, we're adjacent states, but you're upstate Illinois, you know, huge metropolitan area. I'm in the suburbs of St. Louis, a much smaller city. But I mean, all of our pools are not, I shouldn't say all of our pools because they're not, our town's pools are not opening. And I'm ticked about that because, No, I'm just mad because we just finally moved into a nice area with this great pools, and then this happens. You know, it's like, ah, the one thing. You know, yeah. I was so excited all winter. But there are a lot of pools opening, and the doctors swear. I mean, we've seen it on the news constantly because I think people can't believe this, but they say as long as you're socially distanced in a pool, you're going to be fine. So,
yeah.
I don't know. I mean, they say the chlorine kills it. You know, it doesn't like survive in chlorine, so who knows?
Right, because that would even be like, I mean, I'd go down and just do a hotel resort if I could be at the pool, you know, get some Disney in, but not even maybe hit just one park if, you know, that was possible. But if not, like, I've done trips where we go down just to do resorts and stuff like that, and I never have a problem doing that. There's so much to do around the resorts and Disney Springs and stuff.
So that's exactly what my buddy Scott and I are talking about. He's a DVC member, so he's got points to use because they were going to Alani this July, and they obviously can't do that. So if it's back open, he's talking about getting he's got his points at Grand Floridian. Oz is going to get a studio at Old Key West, you know, because those are just great places to hang out. You know, like we can just, you know, hang out at, you know, outside and you know, like you say, go play. Maybe play, I don't know if they'd have miniature golf open or go to Disney Springs, you know. And also, I mean, think about Epcot. Like, you could, Epcot for us, now this is, again, I have this discussion with people. I would not want to take my first Disney vacation in the next 6 months because it's not going to be the same at all. But for folks like you, like me, like Scott, like our families, like just strolling through Epcot right now, like World Showcase and grabbing a drink and just kind of looking around and soaking in the music and stuff. That is exactly what I'm hungry for right now. I don't need to do attractions. Oh, for sure. I can just stroll through World Showcase and be happy as a clam.
Oh, exactly. Like, I usually travel, you know, if it's not me and my husband, it's me and my mom. And so she doesn't do any big rides, no roller coasters, nothing like that. So when we do parks, it's mainly just that, hit some of the smaller rides, eat somewhere, just take in the atmosphere. And honestly, those are like my favorite trips rather than running from ride to ride.
Yeah, you know, because the thing is, we're going to appreciate the small stuff more than we ever have. You know, I think Disney fans and you know, the hardcore Disney fans, like all of us listening to podcasts that read the vlogs and you know, blogs and all that stuff, we kind of get the little details and the small nods and the music, the background stuff. We're going to love that from now on. And especially in the short term, that's going to be a huge thing. So I'm right with you. I mean, just give me a deluxe studio at Old Key West where I'm still able to go to Olivia's and have dinner and go swim in the pool and then meet my buddies and walk around World Showcase. I mean, that sounds like a perfect vacation right now. Like, I don't have to go on Seven Dwarfs Mine Train or Space Mountain this trip. You know, I can do that next time. I can let that wait. But I think what I'm missing, because like today I was laying in my hammock because it was nice here in St. Louis for like 30 minutes. And I pulled out Apple Music, and there's a playlist that's called Disney Parks Playlist. And it's just a bunch of theme songs from, you know, Test Track and Impressions de France. And, you know, there's a Fantasyland medley of all the Fantasyland attractions. Like, I was like, this is what I'm missing. Just the chance to just like soak it in. I don't have to be on the attractions. I just want to be in the environment. So maybe that's what we do.
Yes, I agree. I feel the same way.
So we'll see. Well, hey, appreciate you calling in and enjoy the weekend up in Chicago. And hopefully we'll have some Cubs Cardinals here soon.
Yes, you too. Thank you.
All right, take care. Thanks for calling. I appreciate it. Bye-bye.
Thanks. All right, bye.
Bye-bye. All right, 407-413-9395. 407-413-9395. I love calls like that because that was very thoughtful. And, you know, a neat perspective in how she's going to vacation with her husband moving forward. And if it happens this summer, she's very content with going down, having resort days, just soaking in the atmosphere, even by your pool. I mean, because they say pools are safe, and I don't know. I mean, what do you do? I'm not a doctor. I just take what I see on TV and go with it. It seems like a bunch of smart people are on this. I mean, there's a lot of people with different opinions, but we'll see. You know, I just want to get in the atmosphere here soon. All right, I believe we're headed over to, I forget. Andrew, where am I going? I forgot. Singapore, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Indeed. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing wonderful. How are you doing?
I'm very well. We're having a terrible storm here this morning, so it's not a good start to a Saturday. I think I'm going to be stuck in for the day, but at least it's Saturday. No work today.
There you go. We had rain here for the last 4 days, and I know it's not the same rain because we're on the other side of the world, but Yeah, we got a little sun today, so I'm pretty happy, finally.
Very good. Well, good topic tonight, and I guess it got me thinking about not necessarily what will look different in the park, but definitely how differently I would do Disney now, because, you know, despite the fact I'm usually traveling in from the UK, I'm usually going elsewhere in the USA, and I've maybe only got a couple of days in Orlando. And so I'll usually try and really squeeze everything into one day. So start the day off in, you know, Grand Floridian Cafe, and then head into the park, you know, late in the morning into Magic Kingdom. And then, you know, come out maybe in the afternoon and head across to the studios, go on, you know, my absolute favorite ride, Tower of Terror.
Nice.
And then head back over for, you know, some dinner in the park and, you know, the fireworks. And I guess now, if you're having to lock yourself into one park, that flexibility of, you know, maybe we'll get there at 9:30, maybe we'll get there at 10, maybe it might be 11:30, you know, is going to be gone. And as you said on the last call, you know, if you're locked into one park, am I going to risk them not being able to get back in for happily ever after? So, you know, for Disney, that's usually for me a really heavy, costly 1 or 2 day park hopper ticket. So I guess they're going to lose out on that sort of thing. And I guess I was also thinking, you know, for most people like us who call in, you know, I will have booked my Grand Floridian Cafe however many 180 days out. I will have booked, you know, wherever I'm going to eat, be our guest or whatnot for dinner. How are they going to do the whole social distancing if they've, you know, been booking these restaurants out for capacity way before we obviously saw the situation we're in now? Are people going to be left disappointed? You know, are they going to just try and modify it and maybe just change your booking time and tell everyone, you know, you've got 45 minutes or, you know, whatnot to get in and eat and get out? It's going to be so interesting how all that factors into these new regulations they're bringing, which I guess is slightly different for Disney as opposed to Universal, because it feels like they have a lot more sort of experienced dinners.
They do. But I mean, when I see this, like when I try, because I think everybody is doing this where they're comparing Universal to Disney. And I was having this discussion with my buddy Scott last night, is that while there are a lot of parallels, and I think the procedures for the most part will be similar as to what we've seen Universal propose, Disney just got, you know, so many more variables with the larger transportation system, because, you know, Universal has a few boats. They have some buses. But they don't have a monorail. They don't have a Skyliner, you know, and they don't have as many hotels. They don't have just the distance to get people from point A to point B. So that's going to be interesting. You mentioned two really interesting things I wanted to kind of bring up real quick, because I've wondered about this myself. So as somebody who works in travel every day, one of the things that Disney has not pulled back on is the ability to book a park hopper ticket. And I've wondered about that exactly myself, that if there's limited capacity in these parks, which I would assume there will be, and it'll be restricted pretty majorly, you know, 20-30% at first, probably jumping up to 50 pretty quickly, I would think. But, you know, even at 50%, the thing is, if you got a park hopper, that's really hard to kind of see where people are going to end up, because if you're paying that premium of like $80 a ticket, or, you know, on average, depending how long the ticket is, you got, you have this opportunity to jump parks, and it gives the guests a lot more flexibility. It gives Disney a lot more of a problem knowing where everybody's going to be on that day. So I've always wondered if they were going to cut the park hopper here, maybe for the rest of 2020. That has not happened. You brought up the major thing that I've been having this conversation with Pam Forrester from the show. It's the dining. And the thing is, so what they offered at first when this started going down with COVID-19 was if people would move their trips from March and April, say to June or July, even up to September, everybody got a free dining plan, whether quick service or full service, depending on what level of resort you were at. But all of a sudden, they quit booking it. Like even before it was supposed to stop booking on May 8th, they just said, no more. Even if I modify a package right now, you cannot get free dining, even if you have it. Even if your trip got canceled for the beginning of June, if you move to July, sorry, you can't get free dining anymore. And I think exactly is what's happening is what you just said. They booked this free dining because that keeps guests happy initially, but I don't think anybody was thinking when these parks reopen, the restaurants won't be at 100% capacity. They're going to be at like 30% capacity. You have all these people with all these dining credits. Where are we going to put them? You know, so I think that's going to be an issue too. You're exactly right.
Yeah, because I guess from my point of view, I more than often go with my sister. She's the other big Disney fan in my family. And, you know, she and I have been that many times that, you know, we don't mind sitting for, you know, 2 hours in you know, Tony's or in Be Our Guest or somewhere where you can pour over a glass or two of wine. And, you know, whilst we're waiting for Happily Ever After, get some air conditioning time in. But, you know, all of that sounds to me as though it's going to be gone, and we're going to be pretty restricted with how much time you can spend in a restaurant. And I guess you brought up an interesting point then about the transportation as well, because obviously in recent years we've seen Disney firing up the cost of driving. So I've always been a big fan, as you have, of staying on site, but which then alleviates the need to get a rental car. But now I'd be thinking, well, do I want to be getting on those buses? Do I want to be, you know, standing in those queues at the end of the night at Magic Kingdom?
Yeah.
And, you know, sometimes you can think, wow, I've done the math here and I reckon it's 3 buses before we're going to get on.
I do the
and
same thing. I'm like, we always play that like, we're not getting on till the 5th bus. That's exactly it.
And now you're probably looking at it thinking, wow, I'm probably still going to be here tomorrow morning.
Exactly, totally.
I guess maybe, you know, would Disney then start to look at, are they going to offer free parking for a little while to maybe encourage people, you know, to be driving? But then if you're looking at everything they're aiming for, like all the sustainability goals and things, you know, are they really going to encourage that? So it's going to be so interesting to see. And, you know, I take my hat off to them for taking their time much more than Universal, because as you say, there's just so many more intricacies for Disney than there are for those guys with all the transportation alone. But I guess it's good to see that they're starting to formulate a plan.
Yeah, I'm glad they are. I mean, because I think we got to start getting things moving. But like Kim Taylor, she's one of my great... I've got to meet her so many times. She's so good to my daughter. She's so good to myself, my wife. She is a great cast. She's an ambassador. I've said this so many times that if Walt Disney could meet Kim, she's in our live chat right now, kind of commenting as we're going. If Walt were still alive, he would love Kim, because Kim carries on exactly what Walt was all about making the guest happy, about exceeding expectations, doing her job well with a smile, being an ambassador all the time. I love that. And the thing is, like, I think about my friends like Kim. I have a lot of cast member friends. And not only are we talking about these tens of thousands of guests who are going willy-nilly everywhere, I mean, it's like a crazy game of Roller Coaster Tycoon from back in the day where you can't control anybody. Everybody's going to do what they want. But it's like there's ramifications all of a sudden to when people get too close. It's crazy. But not only that, I mean, you got all these cast members that they're just going there to earn a living, you know, and it's like they need to stay safe. And there's, I mean, if you just like take out the guests, which is 90% of this whole equation, the 10% of just how to get the cast members back safely, I mean, that's like that is a huge, huge undertaking, just the cast members at this point. So many variables. I think you just said it right. I'd rather Disney take their time a little bit and get it right, and let's keep it safe and let's do the best we can, but don't rush into this. Let's get it right.
Exactly. And I think talking about Kim there, one of the things that really struck me what you said is, you know, she's always got that smile on your face. And interestingly enough, yesterday, as I've said to you before, we have to wear masks everywhere here. I said to my boyfriend, you know, I really miss smiling at people.
Yeah, how do you smile with your eyes? I guess you can kind of see with your eyes. I don't know. Do they kind of move a little? I mean, yeah, it's going to be weird.
Yeah, when I get to Florida here, I'm always in my sunglasses as well, so I feel as though I've lost all ability to look like I'm happy, so.
Well, you know, and I think we just, when we get back there, and I'm, again, preaching to the choir on this show, you know, I almost said, go up to a cast member, just give them a hug because they need a hug. Don't do that. Sorry. You know, like a distance hug or something, you know, just show kindness, because this is a new normal for not only the guests, but the cast members. And they're just doing the best they can under extremely tough circumstances. So it'll be interesting.
Yeah.
But it's going to be crazy to see how it happens.
Yeah, let's hope all the Disney goers end up breaking the internet with Twitter with how many, you know, guest shout outs they give when they get back. Sorry, cast shout outs they give. So let's encourage everyone to do that.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. Well, hey, thank you so much for the call. Hope you have a great Saturday. Stay dry. Enjoy the weekend. And I hope to hear from you Sunday night, hopefully, or Monday morning your time.
Yeah, thanks, Mike. Have a great weekend.
Okay, you too. Stay safe. Bye-bye. So good to hear from you. All right, that's great. Again, great thoughts over there from Singapore. Other side of the world, we can have... That's why I love our community with the podcast. We can have thoughtful, kind discussions about things that, if you go on Twitter, these discussions sometimes are not so pretty. So, yeah, exactly. The chat room's blowing up, and you do need to meet Kim. Seriously, like, it's amazing. I've got to... She's done photo shoots for my family in front of the castle with Jack Sparrow. She's come to St. Louis. We've watched, we've gone to the Muni and watched Mary Poppins together. It's amazing. All right, next caller's on the line. Who's joining us?
Hi, it's Alexa from California.
What's going on, Miss A from California?
My husband and I just finished watching Avatar: The Last Airbender for the second time, so that was fun.
But that has nothing to do with Pandora, right? I don't know, does it?
Correct.
Okay,
that is, it's a Nickelodeon show, but it's very watchable even for adults, especially those adults that are young at heart. So
okay.
a fun Friday night over here.
Wait, does that beat live PD though? I mean, you got to see these, it makes you feel, but the thing, I hate to say this, but when you watch live PD, it makes you feel good about your family. Like my family's not as messed up as I thought. Because some of these families, they show getting arrested, like, oh, you know, we're not so bad.
there's some dysfunctional families in the Fire Nation, too. So
okay, I'll take your word for it. I'll have to check it out.
Sorry, that's not Disney-related, but that is what I was doing today.
Last night, Scott and I talked 30 minutes about stuff that wasn't Disney-related, so it's totally fine. No problem.
I did have a thought. Regarding, this might be a dumb idea, but it's just the first thing that my mind went to. So when you're talking about those rides that have specific vehicles, like Winnie the Pooh or Peter Pan or something, okay, really I was thinking about the Peter Pan conundrum, which you, Pam, and Ricky were talking about in the podcast that came out today about how, you know, it's constantly moving.
Yes, so we didn't know.
So
yeah,
that, let me, keep it clean.
In case people didn't hear the show yet, maybe they're saving it for tomorrow or something. The thing was, like, we talked about how, like, what modifications could be done for attraction, you know, certain attractions, what can work. We think Peter Pan can work, but then we came up with the idea that it never stops. So how would you clean the ship, you know, the pirate ship that you ride in? Because it just kind of comes down the belt. One guest gets on, the next guest gets in. Yeah, so what do you think? How could we do that? We kind of came up with somebody in the chat gave us a great idea, I thought.
Yeah, this might be really dumb, but I was thinking, could you have some kind of machine, kind of like you have at the car wash, but it just like missed the vehicle with like a cleaning solution, or, you know, one that's ethanol based, like hand sanitizer, so it dries quickly. So basically, like the in between spot, the guest gets off and then it goes through like a car wash of hand sanitizer or something. That's the dumbest idea, but that's where my mind went.
There's no dumb ideas. And you know what? Let's don't go 75% with your idea. Do it while the guests are on there. Not just sanitize the vehicle. Let's sanitize the guests at the same time. No, I'm just kidding about that. But the thing is, like, I've seen on the news that apparently, and again, you know, every day there's something new that's going to fix everything. You know, like I watch the news every night at dinner. I'm like, oh, well, that's good. This thing will be solved here in the next couple of weeks. Yeah, probably going to be solved in the next couple of weeks. But they were spraying something like in hospital rooms. It was just a mist, and it killed the virus like immediately. So you're right. I mean, I would not be surprised. I'm not. You say it's a dumb idea. I've thought about this. I wouldn't think it would be like with Peter Pan. It would be more difficult because it would almost have to be like where the guests could see it. But say like on a, I'm trying to think of a good one. Winnie the Pooh would be tough too, because you kind of get off and get on like right there where everybody's watching you.
Isn't with
like the Doom Buggies
Mountain? Isn't there like a little bit of a
yes.
space?
Yes, or like the Doom Buggies, like where you get off, but then they come back in like empty. Like it looks like, you know, they're all empty. Like you don't see the people.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's like a little, like I've always thought, like what's that middle room like where they just, you know, I'm sure it's just like a little pass through for like 5 feet or something. But like in that little area, that could totally work. Like have like a little disinfecting car wash section. I think you need to call Disney right now, man. That's the answer.
I was like, with how much, you know, all the Imagineers and stuff that work for them, just set up like a misty, like the you know, like the cool station for the humans, but have it be like disinfectant. And then, yes. I mean, they should just keep that going all the time. Then you're always getting on a clean car.
Well, listen to this, though. Do you remember the old test track? Did you ride it back when it did the hot cold thing? Or no, it wasn't even.
I actually called you because I missed the old test track.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Now
I
remember.
So I remember it.
Yeah. So, but I mean, not the hot cold thing. It was when they sprayed. It wasn't like they sprayed acid on you. It was like the acid test or something. That's what this is.
Yeah.
So, oh my gosh, anyway, it was 10 years ahead of its time.
I think they could do it.
That's a good idea, though, because that would be because I had this discussion. I can't remember. It wasn't on the show, but it was with somebody. Because you know, when you're a Disney fan, this is all you talk about. And people that I'm talking to are probably like, just shut up about this. That's why I do a podcast, so I can talk to you guys. But the thing was, you know, it's human nature. If they say, okay, you know, cast members are going to wipe down, say Splash Mountain, cast members are going to wipe down the logs between each set of guests. I mean, human nature says that the cast member is going to do a really good job the first time and a really good job the second time. But I mean, even if I was doing it, and I know I'm trying to keep people safe, the 97th time I've wiped down a log, I'm not going to be as good at it. You know, you almost need something that's automated.
Right. And the reason I was thinking about this problem all day, because, right, if you would have to have so many people diverted to cleaning, and they will anyway, but I mean, for like every ride, because you couldn't just have one person wiping down those logs. They never get it done in time.
Yeah, you'd have to have like a pit crew, basically. Yeah. You're like, you get in there, because because if you take forever, it's going to take forever to get on the rides, which, I mean, there's not going to be as many people in the park, so that might not be so horrible, but I mean, that's why I was wondering, like, is it a, because you know, you see the cast members, and Kim's in the chat, she doesn't do operations, I don't think, but like you see these cast members, they get those little white pieces of paper. So obviously they're rotating to like their next position, you know, throughout the attraction or whatever. But I would think that at least initially, I would say for like the first month, you would almost want to have like a cleaning specialist team, you know, because you need these guys to be trained well. I don't know if I want every person trained well. I might want to like a specialized cleaning pit crew. You know, and like they go in, and then like when it's time for their break, you get a whole new crew. I don't know if I want like every person there, because unless you specialize, you're really not going to be an expert at that one spot. I want experts coming in to clean for a little bit. They get little like...
Yeah, give them hazard pay.
Yeah, that's exactly... You know, they get some kind of like little like racing jumpsuits or something, like they're in the Indy 500. I don't know. This is crazy.
So, yeah, that's my silly idea. And so regarding Disneyland, because it's... Because, right, Downtown Disney... Disney Springs is opening, so there's signs that Disney World might be headed in that direction. But we think Disneyland is going to be behind that, right?
Yeah, totally. Because California.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, in fact, I'm in Orange County, and I was just seeing that, like, Orange County had its highest increase in cases, like, 2 days ago. So,
yeah.
So we're just not even close yet.
Well, I mentioned this sometimes on the show. My dad, he works for the Rams. Okay, so he lives in St. Louis. He lives less than a mile from me here in St. Louis, but he commutes out to do the Rams radio for them. And there's talks that, you know, because California things are changing. Like I saw today on the news, people were at the beach, but you know, I heard you can only, like, you can't sunbathe and you can't do all that. But the thing was, there was a little bit of worry that they wouldn't be able to play sports in California this fall. So like my dad said, the Rams are looking at playing their home games either in Dallas or in Las Vegas because they want to play. But, you know, if they can't have large gatherings like at a sports stadium or say like Disneyland, he's thinking that that could happen into the fall. So they're coming up with contingency plans for sure.
Is anyone tweeting them saying like, aren't you glad you moved to California? This is what you get.
Oh, we hate the Rams here. I'm just saying. I love my dad. I hate the Rams. I will not watch the NFL because I'm still so bitter. And the whole town is bitter because that was our team. But whatever. Who cares? I can't talk about the Rams. It gives me a bad... My dad drops in here from time to time. Actually, I saw him I was picking up my Mexican tonight. I didn't see my dad in like 3 weeks. And I dropped him off some food like on his doorstep. I haven't seen him in person in ages since this all started. But tonight I was going to pick up Mexican with Mallory, and we're going down the road, and there goes my dad in the other lane. There he is, right there in his van. So,
oh, fun.
Yeah, he might have to drop in. He might be here tonight. I got to be careful when I talk about this because then he starts blowing up my phone. So, no, hopefully we'll have it. Hopefully Disneyland will get back open because I guarantee, well, I can't guarantee anything, but I put a decent bet that Walt Disney World is going to be up and have an operational plan for Disneyland to follow when it comes time.
Okay, cool. Because I want to go.
I know, so bad. Like today, like I said, I was on my
even
hammock.
With a mask.
Oh, listening to park music. At this point, I don't even have to go into a theme park. I just want to go to a resort, and that's, you know, it's different for Walt Disney World than Disneyland, but I'm cool with just going to Old Key West or walking around Riverside or something like that. I miss it. I do miss it a lot.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
Well, soon. And like you say, every day we're one day closer.
Look at this. I mean, up in the corner of our chat, 68 days when this started, you know, because I remember back in early March, because March 7th was my wife's birthday. We were celebrating her.
That's my birthday.
Oh, shut up. Really? Well, that's pretty cool. Good birthday.
And I have the same anniversary as Ricky.
Oh my gosh, that's crazy. Mine's June 10th. Yeah, that's crazy. So here's the thing though. Like that day, I got up that morning. I ran a local half marathon, my best ever time, my PR. I was so pumped. Because I had to hustle because we were celebrating my wife's birthday at my in-laws. So we had to get home. I had to shower and get out of the house by noon. And the thing was, like, on March 7th, everything was still pretty normal. We still ran a half marathon with, like, 5,000 people. People were still going everywhere. We were going over for birthday celebrations. Within a week, the world changed, you know? And, I mean, I would not have thought back then that on Memorial Day this would all... But it's trending in the right direction. When I went to pick up my Mexican food tonight, people were inside the restaurant eating. So that's a lot different than it was 2 weeks ago. So we're getting there.
Oh, yeah, that's not here. But, Mike, listen to this. I was supposed to go to Disneyland on my birthday. I have a friend from Northern California. We made custom shirts. She was going to come down. We've been talking about it for years. But it hit California... It hit, you know, the West Coast earlier. Yeah. So we were already watching the news and it was in her county and we knew it was only a matter of time before it got to Orange County and we didn't want to be the ones to bring it to Disneyland or get it. And so we like went back and forth that whole week and then decided, you know, we'll be anxious and hand sanitizing all the time. Like, let's just wait until this is over. And, you know, 68 days later, and then she said, you know, even when we go back, it's going to be different. So it's like, oh, should we have gone on that day? I don't know. But we, you know, we wanted to be careful. So,
yeah, because Ricky was going to Walt Disney World that last weekend when they closed the Magic Kingdom when they closed the resort down at Walt Disney World. Ricky was supposed to go for months and months. Like, she was going to go that weekend. And she was hemming and hawing, even, like, less than a week out. Like, should I go? It's going to be the last chance for a little bit. I'm like, Ricky, you know, I just told her. I was like, if it was me, because she gets to go a lot. You know, most of us get to go more than most. I was just like, we just don't know what this is all about. I said, I wouldn't go. But, I mean... There was not a right or wrong answer. I don't think a lot of people, you know, I don't think anybody that went that last day, that Sunday, you know, you didn't hear of, like, you know, 1,800 people that were in the Magic Kingdom on that last Sunday died of coronavirus. You know, people might have got, you just don't know. I mean, maybe Ricky got sick if she would have gone, but she didn't. And I just want her to be safe. I don't want a friend to be sick because she's been to the she's been to the Magic Kingdom 70 times in her life. Like, what's 71, even though it's kind of historic? When you don't know, it's better to be conservative, I think.
Yeah. So it's going to make going back, you know, that much sweeter.
Oh, totally. I can't wait. Oh, the longer this goes. And here's the thing, too, for me. And I know we got to go here shortly. But, like, when it gets to be summer, like, summer is my vacation. I go for marathon weekend. I go for princess weekend. I go for wine and dine. I go for these short weekends. But my vacation is always in the summer where I... just go with family, ride rides, eat foods, snacks, and it's vacation. And, like, now that it's, like, 80 degrees here in the Midwest, and it's actually my daughter's out of school, my wife finishes next week, it's like, okay, like, it's my brain's kicking in, like, it's time for vacation. I'm like, oh, I gotta go. I have to get down there this summer at some point. I have to.
Yeah, well, you'll go as soon as it opens up. Yes. I feel like at least even if you're by yourself, you're going to go.
That's it. I've already told my wife. It's history. Like, I have to cover it almost like as a journalist. I got to be there to record history. So we'll see.
Yeah.
I don't know how it's going to go, but we'll see. It's 50-50. We'll see. I have to get her something nice. See what she wants.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, I appreciate you calling in. Don't be a stranger. Give us a holler Sunday night or upcoming, and have a good weekend. Enjoy the 3-day holiday.
Yeah, thanks for talking to me. Happy Memorial Day.
It's awesome. Happy Memorial Day. Thank you. Bye-bye. I love these calls. This is a great conversation tonight, just kind of figuring out where we all are. And I think we're all getting very anxious to get back to the Disney parks and resorts, which is a good thing. That's, you know, if you're listening to a Disney podcast here on a Friday night, Memorial Day weekend, you like Disney destinations. I do too. And as I look back, I've been really looking at a lot of pictures lately on my iPhone of trips gone by. And the thing is, well, there's a great backdrop of like pictures in front of the Japan Pavilion or at the studios in front of the Millennium Falcon or something. Really what my pictures are about, it's about my kids. It's about my wife. It's about my friends. And, you know, Kim Taylor's here in the chat. Like, I miss seeing her. I only get to see her at Walt Disney World. She lives in Orlando. You know, my friends, the Griffiths, I only get to see them when I'm at Walt Disney World because they live in Orlando. And, you know, and even my buddy Scott, he lives in Michigan. My friend Pam, who lives in Pittsburgh and her family. My friend Ricky, who lives in Atlanta, and her husband Brian. Now she's got a dog. It's one of those things that I only really get to see them at Walt Disney World. Like, that's where we meet. That's where I get to be with my friends. I have friends here in St. Louis, but my very best friends are always with me at Walt Disney World. And I want that, you know. We're talking about, we've already had this conversation of possibly meeting up maybe in late June or something at Holiday World, which is like an amusement park in Santa Claus, Indiana, because it's basically a midpoint for some of us, you know, from Michigan and then people from St. Louis and people from Tennessee. It's a theme park. It looks fun. I mean, we get commercials all the time, but it's not Walt Disney World. But more importantly, I just want to be with my friends, but hopefully it'll be at a Disney place because that's where we are. So we got a good question. Do you think they'll separate the pool chairs with 6 feet so you don't have to wear a face mask by the pool? Good question. Because it's funny because on the news tonight, our county executive in St. Louis County, again, right across the river from where I live now, he's a medical doctor, the county executive is. And he made a good point. Like, everybody's worried about these face masks and it's very patriotic to wear one. He made sure to make a point. When you get in the pool this weekend for Memorial Day, don't have your mask on in the pool. You need to be able to breathe. And I thought that's a pretty good idea. And if you don't know that, I don't know. But I don't know, like when you're out of the water, if you'll be able to separate. I'm sure they're going to have 6 feet separation. I could almost guarantee that. I would guess. Tammy's in the live chat. She says she was there the day it closed. And that was probably an emotional day, especially for hardcore Disney fans. Probably a way more emotional day for the cast members. And I agree with Eric. He also says, if we're smart, we're going to get there. Totally agree. And the thing is, we have invested so much at this point, so much. We've sacrificed a lot. I mean, you know, we've given up vacations. We've given up proms. We've given up graduations. We've given up birthdays, anniversaries, historic events, you know, baseball seasons. I know it's not a big deal. Hockey, basketball. So much has been given up by so many. We need to hang in there. Let's get this done. I agree. So I'm just kind of going through here and let's see. Kim says her friend from Ohio visited the last week the park's being open. They were lucky. It was her first time at Epcot too. Let's see here. Just glad that she didn't work the last day. It would have been a hot mess, especially with them letting all the college program kids go. I know, I felt so bad for that because I've been there at the Magic Kingdom watching Wishes or Happily Ever After. I think it was Wishes though back in the day. On the last day of a program, and you see these, I get it, man. You see these college program kids crying because they're going back home, and this is the end of a dream, and it's sad. It's sad all around. All right, we have our next call on the line. Who's joining us?
Hi, it's Eric. How are you?
What's going on, Eric? Doing well.
Oh, not much. It was Save the Classroom Pets Day because when they closed down the school, they told us all to go and they wouldn't let us back in. So today they open up the door for us to clean and we saved all of the classroom pets from like having to be there alone all summer.
Whoa. So how long were they there in between like today and the day you guys closed? Because for my wife, it was
2 months.
What kind of pets do you have?
I had a large fish tank in the library. I'm the librarian, and we had a 75-gallon fish tank full of cichlids, African cichlids. And I got back, and the janitors have been throwing food in there, but they haven't been doing anything else. So I went in like with like two buckets, and I took the fish that are left, and I bought a tank for the house, and hopefully they're going to make it. One of them looks really good. One of them looks kind of good.
Let's just say he looks lonely.
A little bit. We called it the save the pets day.
Oh my gosh! I was just saying, you made me nervous because when I taught, I always had hamsters and guinea pigs, and those things would have been a goner. Well, I mean, I would have brought those home, you know, immediately the day you left.
Yeah.
But when you said that, I'm like, oh my god, they're probably all dead. I was like, no.
You know, the guys were good enough to like the most that they did was throw food in. So I didn't go to see some of the hamsters. I know they're all alive, but the cages are not something I would want to deal with.
No, not at all.
Anyway, I was listening about you talking about what is Walt Disney World, specifically the Magic Kingdom, going to look like when we go back. Since I've been teaching from home, I'm a teacher, so there's always something that you need to watch out of the corner of your eye, and there's like 27 things that are going on. And I found that I couldn't work that well without a lot of distractions. So I started scrolling around YouTube, and I found a whole bunch of people who were streaming from Singapore, mm-hmm. The grand reopening and showing what it looks like. And as I sit there and kind of like watch these things to the side, I keep thinking like, this is what the Magic Kingdom is going to be like. Because Universal is opening largely based on the plans that Disney made in Singapore. I had a chance to watch them make their presentation because it was live streaming and a little notification appeared. I clicked and I saw the whole presentation. It was very short. And everyone just said yes to whatever they said, but I'm sitting there watching. I'm like, this is exactly what they're doing in Disney. This is Disney's plan.
Yep.
Watching it, I'm seeing, a whole bunch of cleaners. Like, I have never seen so many people walking around rubbing on trash cans and tables and posts in my life. All the trash cans they have wedged open. There's no lid on the trash cans anymore. It's just something that you can throw right in so you don't have to touch the can. They have the lines in the queue so that you stop on the line mm-hmm. six feet away from the next person, and they got rid of the switchbacks. The lines are pretty long there. Like Peter Pan was a 60-minute wait, even wow. with all that. They weren't really doing character greetings. They had become more like character shows. They had all of like the Mickey and Friends lined up the entrance, just waving to people as they came in most of the day. And then Jack Sparrow would pop up on a roof in Adventureland.
That's awesome.
Or like in Fantasyland, you look and, you know, there's Peter Pan. He's like up on top.
Nice.
And people would just like stop and wave, and he would shout down to them and they'd wave back and have some interaction that way, which I thought was really clever way to get them back out there. There were a lot of electronic ordering at restaurants where they have a little thing on the table where you scan it with your smartphone. And it comes up even at the sit down, kind of like they would at a fast casual restaurant, I guess.
Yeah.
If you're interested in what it's going to look like, find one of those people who are streaming the park that's already open.
Yeah.
Because I can almost guarantee that that's what it's going to look like, or at least some version of that.
Well, too, when you think about it, I mean, common sense dictates 90% of this stuff. You know, I mean, how can you? I mean, because the thing is, you're looking for contactless. Yeah. Transactions, you're looking for spacing mm-hmm. and you're looking for extreme cleanliness. And I was thinking about this yesterday is that when I first started going to Walt Disney World, and this was probably in like when I first started going with my family, probably like the late 90s, early 2000s, there really weren't memes back then because this was before social media. But the thing you always heard was how like you never saw a full trash can at Walt Disney World, how it was like magic, you know, like you,
right.
They were so clean. And then it got away from that, you know, say 5 years ago, I would see bathrooms that were not the cleanest every once in a while. And it kind of bugged me because when I first started going, it wasn't like that. I think what Disney should do is, and this takes a lot of effort and a lot of work, but the thing is, double down on cleanliness and make it one of those things where, you know, 6 months from now, there's a meme out there saying, you know, I could eat Thanksgiving dinner off the floor of the bathroom at the Imagination Pavilion. Because, you know, it's almost like on the cruise line, there's a joke, like, when you have a room steward that takes care of your room on the cruise, you usually don't see the person. Like, you go to dinner and, like, your room's a wreck, and then you come back after dinner and whew, your room's, like, totally clean. The bed's made out for the night. You know, it's pulled out of the ceiling. They're like ninjas. Like, you just don't see them, but, like, your room is perfect.
I know. I don't cruise, although I have a bunch of people who have been telling me I have to cruise.
Oh, you do. It's crazy.
I've never been on a cruise once.
But they're like stealth ninjas. Like, they clean the room, and it's amazing. But I think Disney should double down and, like, you know, make it a point where, like, in pop culture, Walt Disney World is so clean. I'm having Thanksgiving dinner on, you know, on Main Street USA rather than my in-law's kitchen table. You know, something like that.
Not to get nostalgic, but who was that podcaster? Was it the WDW Today guys who went in with an entire Thanksgiving dinner in candelabra once?
I think that was like one of Len's friends. Yeah, I think you paid him or something.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's what happened. that claim that they could have done that right on a rock on Tom Sawyer's Island.
Yeah, they did it on the train station. That's the greatest picture ever. I tweet that out every Thanksgiving. No, but, you know, I just think we'll get, you said it in the chat earlier, we will get there. But the thing is, you know, I'm with you. Like, we've invested a lot. We've sacrificed so much. Let's see it through.
Yeah.
You know, let's get there. Let's do it right.
I go downtown. Connecticut opened up yesterday. They opened up to outdoor seating for restaurants, and you can go back into shops now. And almost everybody is being really, really good. You were saying most of the people weren't wearing masks down there. Up here, if you see someone without a mask, they're going to get a look. I mean, we were hit a lot harder than you guys were. Let's be honest about that. But when left to their own devices, people will do the right thing.
I agree.
I truly believe that. And I think everyone is doing their best to do the right thing now. And that's what's getting us there.
I agree. And the thing is,
and that's what's going to happen down there too.
I agree. And the thing is too, you gotta remember that the last thing I want is to get my dad's, you know, my dad, I'm only 20 years younger than my dad, you know? So my dad isn't super old, but I mean, he's in his 60s, you know, and like, I don't want my dad to get sick.
Right.
I don't want to be the one that made him sick, or my in-laws, or anybody that, you know, I never want to, you know, I don't want to get my kids sick, but I mean, the chances are to be an older person, I don't want that to be on me.
And when I watched the Disney Stream Springs, the Disney Springs stream, boy, that's a weird thing to say. The live streams that they have from Disney Springs. Did I get that right? I think so.
Close enough.
Anyway, everyone is walking around and they have a mask and they're doing the distancing. And every now and then they need to be reminded to, you know, step back onto the line. But no one's going crazy and shouting. They're just quietly stepping back to the line and going, oh, yeah, okay, we get it. And that's what I love to see.
I do love seeing that. But
it'll be different in the park.
Exactly. I've always said, and people, you know, you got to explain it, but the parks, not even the parks, a Disney vacation has so many micro competitions within it. But it's unbelievable if you think about it. You're competing for ADRs, you're competing for fast passes, you're competing for that character meet and greet, you're competing for the spot at the blue, you know, the purple wall. You know, it's like everything is like a micro competition, and I just hope that. And I hate to say this, I'm like the most competitive person in the world. Like, I have to have circles filled
on
my Apple
Watch.
But the thing is, like, you know, I think we gotta, even people like me, stupid, psycho, competitive people. We just got to take a deep breath. We're in this together. You know, this isn't a competition. This is a cooperation for once. So we'll see.
Maybe people like I used to go to Disney parks like that. You know, I have to check off the list before I can relax. Maybe people will begin to stop and see the smaller things.
I hope so.
Society has slowed down a lot right now. We've all slowed down, and going on vacation isn't going to be a competitive sport. They'll say, oh, I have one day in each park. I'll make the most of the day, but I'll also understand that I'm not going to be able to get to everything in this one day. I'll slow down and enjoy what's there.
Yes, and it's so much more enjoyable that way. You know, when you do that, it's like,
oh, gosh.
Just do what you do. Yeah, I totally get it.
Now that we're getting old, though, it's more enjoyable.
Yes. I can't go as fast as I used to.
I did enjoy my four parks one day, 7:30 a.m. to 1 in the morning, back when I was in my 30s.
No, thanks.
I
do that once a year. It's called Marathon Sunday. That's the only day I do four parks in a day, and I'm not in any park very long. So, no, but I got to run because it's top of the hour. But
Eric,
good talking to you, buddy. Thanks for the call. Great thoughts. We'll talk to you soon. All right. Bye-bye. All right. Tammy's got a great comment in the live chat. She says she could do it without all the competition. I agree. I'm with you, Tammy. And Kim says she's not eating off the floor. I agree with you. It's just a meme. But, I mean, you get the point that it's so clean that you could. And Kim brought up another thing. I cracked up when I saw this. The family at Disney Springs on Wednesday that was cooking hot dogs with an open flame. It looked like it was outside of Raglan Road. They were having a tailgate. I don't know what you say about that. You tailgate at a football game? Maybe not at Disney Springs, but they were having a good time. So it looked like security and some managers were talking to him nicely and explaining. Probably not the best idea. All right, hey guys, thank you so much for the great calls, for the great conversation. It was so good to have Kim in the chat tonight. She's a cast member. Got to say hi to her when we get back down there. You guys are the best. I sure appreciate you being here. We have so much fun talking Disney throughout this whole thing. We're going to keep it rolling, but we are going to take tomorrow night off, Saturday night. We're going to take that night off here for the holiday weekend. We'll be back again Sunday night, 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Central, Sunday night open line. We could talk about anything from the week, anything you like, and spread the word. So no show tomorrow night, show Sunday night, 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Central, Facebook.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. Also, give me a follow on social media. I love talking to you, you know, while we're not on the air as well. @BeOurGuestMike on Instagram and Twitter. I'm going to see you over there. I know, Wade, we'll make it. 48 hours. We can do it. I got to have a little time this weekend. I'm trying to keep everything cool. All right. So you guys have a super Friday night and a great Saturday night. We'll be together on Sunday night. Spread the word about the show. Let's make it a big one. We'll have a good time talking Disney on Sunday night. So stay safe, stay healthy, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at BeOurGuestPodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.